Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday, no, but I'm pretty. Can reserve the time that that's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in some sickness and dependence. And my attitude so chill and so crazy. And my designer suit that makes this so crazy.
Right, y'all know I always gotta make that ride. Yeah. Let's toast it up. All right, y'all know I love that. I gotta let that ride. That champagne life. Y'all know that's my joint right there. You know, because like I say, we all gonna be living that champagne life soon and very soon. So thank y'all once again for tuning in. It's Tuesday night, so you know what that means. Another segment of From the Basement to the Boardroom. You know, so I appreciate everybody logging on, calling in, tuning in. Oh, this is going to be beautiful, man. This is going to be beautiful. You know, I'm excited. I always get excited around this time on Tuesday when I'm able to share a little knowledge, you know, give a little information, talk to some guests, let them get their name, their businesses out there so y'all can know about it so we can have one love. Because you know what this means. All basically what we're doing is we're stimulating the economy. You know, that's all we're doing. You know, we're not waiting on the government. You know, we're not waiting on nobody but ourselves. And this basically is our bailout. You know, you listening to these guests talk about their business and patronizing these guests, that's our bailout. You know, so, you know, realize that. Support local businesses. You know, get on the show, talk about your business, you know, and let people know what you're doing. If you're doing great things, let it be heard, let it be seen. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. You should expose yourself. So, well, let me clear that up. You know, when I tell some people expose themselves, you know, I got some people mind just be on a whole nother level. So, you know, expose your business. You know, so, all right. I'm excited because I got a guy tonight, man. You know, I got a guy tonight. I met this guy probably, I've been knowing him probably about 2 years now, man, and everything that he do is on a whole nother level. You know, and when I first met him, we bonded right away, and he was in the Chicago area, and I think a week after we met, you know, I was actually in Chicago doing some business with him, you know, because he just had that much going on. So y'all going to really, really enjoy this guy tonight. He's a phenomenal businessman. I mean, a mogul. You know, in the Chicago area. So, you know, you're going to be very, very excited. You know, high energy. You have a lot going on. You're going to learn a lot. So, you know, I'm pleased to have Mr. Adam Jackson on tonight, and y'all are going to learn some things. So, you know, stick around with us. You know, listen to the show. I know we got the game coming on tonight, but we're going to get you in and we're going to get you out, and you're going to be happy that you tuned in. You know, because what we want to do is, you know, my goal really is to get you this good information, get you this knowledge to show you how to make a little money, not a little money, a lot of money, so that way we don't have to worry about getting to the TV to watch the game to where we can go to Miami and see the game. You know, so that's what we're talking about. So get this information so we can be boarding these planes next time this year. All right, one of the things I definitely want to talk about is, you know, giving back. As a lot of y'all know, you know, we had our L&B Tax Service had a client appreciation weekend this past weekend. You know, and I'm proud to say you know, this is our 12th year doing it. You know, so we've been blessed in that sense to give back to our clients. So once again, thank you to everybody. You know, I mean, every single person who came out this weekend and enjoyed themselves, had a great time. You know, I appreciate all the praises that we got. And that's what it's all about, really. That's what it's about, giving back to the clients, giving back to the community, you know, especially the people who came out Sunday in the rain. You know, it slacked up, gave us a little time, but I was blown away with the number of people we had on Sunday at the cookout, you know, and I guess everybody knew all the great food we was going to have, so they had to get there. So if you didn't make it to this one, you missed out big time, because talk to somebody that was there, you know, and so I do appreciate everybody coming out and letting us show our appreciation to you. And you know, we're looking to do this, you know, many more years, you know, and as I'm grateful every show. You know, this is our 15th year in business once again. So I want to thank everybody, every single person that allowed us to be in business for 15 years. That's a milestone in itself, especially the individuals that was there since day one. You know, we still have a lot of our clients who's been with us since day one, you know, since the first year, all 15 years. You know, so much love to them, you know. And the 10th year, we gave them a gold watch. Just a gold L&B watch for being with us for 10 years. This year, we actually paying for those individuals to go on our annual staff and client cruise in October to the Bahamas. So we're paying for all of those individuals to go. So, you know, we do believe in giving back. I think that's a very, very important aspect of business. You know, so that's why I wanted to just talk about that a little bit, you know, and not just what we do personally, L&B, but just any other company that's out there giving back, because it's extremely important. And, you know, what I wanted, if you have a story about a company, L&B, or anybody that you know or associated with that gives back to their clients or give back to the community, call in and let us know about it. And you can reach us at 1-917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. And then press the number 1 and you'll get in. With any questions, concerns, comments, you know, definitely let us know. We want to hear about it. And as we talked about last week with, you know, great customer service, you know, reward these companies when they're doing great things, if they're in the community, if they're doing things for their companies. You know, let people know about it, and that's what this is about. And you know, and what happens is I don't think a lot of companies get credit for what they do in the community, because it's a lot of companies out there like Nike, Coke, Target, you know, Bank of America. They do it, you know, and so this is nothing that L&B just started. This is the premise of big business, and big businesses understand this, you know, and so we adopted this strategy a long time ago from looking at some of what the big business is doing, but also recognizing that people always want value, you know, and we want to give people value. So they come in and they spend their money with us. They patronize us. Like I said, they have 100 places to go. And so, you know, we truly appreciate that. And if nothing else, if we can't give you nothing else back, at least we can give you some chicken, some free drinks. You can get your money back through eating with L&B. So, you know, we want to just show our appreciation once again, and top companies, believe it or not, like I say, you don't hear it in the news, and that's what we talk about, companies not being rewarded. But in my book, I talk about it as well. You know, for the individuals who wrote read my book, Running with Blinders, you know, I talk about, and one of the profound things that we say, and I know it's a cliche to some people, they hear it all the time, but to whom much is given, much is required. You know, and that's a very true statement. When you bless others. You know, and that's basically, like I said, it's not always just giving money to people. You know, just doing those things as a business owner, being able to give back to your clients is extremely important. Another section in my book basically about one of the mistakes is really just not supporting your local Boys and Girls Club, your Little League teams. You know, you got to do your community stuff. You got to do your Feed the Hungry and Homeless. You know, you got to do, you know, something to give back. If people are blessing you, it's only fair, it's only important, and it's right, you know, that you do so. And like I said, karma is big. You know, and it may not come the way we think it comes, but it does come around some kind of way. You know, so people keep it at, if I can give you some business advice, you know, give back. You know, give back to your clients. Give back to the community. You know, and I guarantee you, when you do it from the heart, your business will prosper. You know, one of the things, like I said, the top 10, and I looked at some information, did some research, you know, and as I said a little earlier, we don't really hear that much about it. But you, Nike is number one, they say, basically, as far as donations. Nike donate like $78 million to children and youth organizations, you know, to human rights organizations, international relief funds, recreation, you know, and that's big. And that's big because, you know, especially in the black community, you know, we need those dollars. You know, we need them in the education for the youth, human rights, you know, just those type of things we have to have. Our parks, our communities are suffering. So, you know, when you patronize big companies like that, let's hold them to higher standards to make sure that they give back to their clients. Also, Target. You know, Target is another company. Didn't realize Target gives back $3 million a week to the communities in which they do business. $3 million a week. Y'all, let me tell you something. That's big. You know, and I know a lot of times we avoid Target because Target too high. I'm going to Walmart. But once again, look at the class and the caliber of Target versus what you may get in Walmart. And everybody knows I'm a Walmart lover. But when you have companies that basically going to be on that next level, we're going to expect them to do big things. So I commend them for doing, you know, that. I mean, giving back to the community in which they're in, $3 million, you know, that's big, man. Another company that I patronize all of the time, and believe me, I've been with them for about 15 years, and I go back every time I have a community event, a company function, I make sure I go to them to see what kind of sponsorship they can do. And that's Bank of America. And Bank of America give over $200 million annual to charitable organizations. You know, and their goal is, in a 10-year time frame, they're looking to give over $2 billion. You know, so companies are out here doing it. It's not nothing that we just started. You know, everybody basically that's successful, you know, understand the power of returning the favor back. You know, so it's other people that's on the list that definitely, you know, that you use pretty much every day. Ford, you know, Ford gives back to the community for economic development and education. You know, and that's big. And we know, you know, Ford probably a little bit more close-knit because we've seen, if you've been to some of the, you know, Black Enterprise conferences and some of the other stuff, thanks Steve Harvey, the Hoodie Awards, you know, a lot of times Ford is right there sponsoring. You know, so that's big that they can give back, especially to our communities. You know, so if these companies that actually make billions of dollars and they don't have to do these things, just think what your company that's not on that level would have to do. You know, so if it's anybody out there that's doing this, I definitely commend you for doing so. You got Wells Fargo, JCPenney's. And JCPenney's definitely, you know, they believe in the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and the 4-H Club. Oh, yeah, somebody please call me and tell me what are the 4-H's in the 4-H Club. I know we had that way back in elementary, you know, and it came up a couple of times. Yeah, because somebody called and let me know what the 4-H's in the 4-H Club stands for. And once again, you can call in if you have questions, concerns, a story to tell. You know, please give me a call at 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. And press the number one. All right. Yeah, and so to end the list, though, you basically have Conoco, Mobil Oil, and Coca-Cola. You know, Coca-Cola is very active with children and the youth. Diversity, they're very strong in education, as well as HIV and AIDS. You know, so what we have to do, y'all, is really support companies that support us. You know, and that's on the big scale, that's on the local scale. You know, when you see these companies giving back, you know, definitely, you know, support them. Because the only way they can keep giving back is if we keep spending, you know. And like I said, I'm not saying go out there and spend just because, but if you're going to get these things anyway, if you're going to utilize these services, you know, utilize them with companies that give back, you know. And so that's why we do what we do for our clients, for the community, you know, because it's very important. And we have to truly believe in lifting one another. You know, the guys, when I learned business, my mentors, you know, that's one of the things that they always preach to me is make sure that you give back. You know, that's extremely important. And I always thought about that because they didn't have to throw that rope back down to me, you know, and they threw a rope back down to lift me up, you know, and so it's only right that we throw a rope down to lift others up. So what we want to do is just keep it moving. And let me read this section, and I'm looking for it now in my book, basically. Let me see. All right, y'all, be with me. Stay with me. All right, and it basically says, all right, not understanding. I'm coming. All right, yeah, thinking they will keep coming back, you know, and that's mistake number four. And what it basically says is, don't believe that when you get customers, they will automatically be repeat customers. You have to give customers value, you know, and as I stated earlier, that's value when you give them something for their money, not only the product that they get, you know, when they come in and they get their taxes done with L&B Tax Service. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do the taxes, you know, but we have to do things that go above and beyond, you know, just doing taxes. You have, you know, I ain't going to say a lot of people, because a lot of people just don't do taxes well, but there are some people that do taxes very good. So, you know, what we want to do is give you value, and that's basically, you know, what we're talking about. You know, you must make customers feel special and wanted. You know, it's much easier to keep an existing client than it is to get a new one. So with that concept, that's one of the reasons why we definitely, you know, do these type of events. And we want to be that part of the community where we can help people learn, grow, but also experience fun on the flip side of it. You know, thank customers for their many years of service. I don't care how long they've been with you. You know, give back. Give them that back. You know, we offer, you know, cookouts, client outings. And also we got the trip coming up, you know. So we invite all our clients to come out on the trip. You know, we show them a great time. You know, the cruise to the Bahamas in October. So those type of things basically is all a part of giving back. You know, and you can give back in several different ways. It don't always have to be charitable. Like I say, it could be directly to your client, but you have to do something. You know, so once again, I truly appreciate everybody coming out this weekend, and I'm glad everybody had a great time. You know, so this is only the beginning. You know, it's only the beginning. We have a lot of big things coming up, and so L&B basically going to be a factor in your financial lives, you know, for a long time, you know, and we're going to keep giving back because we understand how important it is. You know, so if you keep riding with us, believe me, you're going to get a lot out of this. You're going to get a bunch of value. And as we stated before in the beginning, you know, we all want to have that champagne life, you know. And so if you don't have a desire to have a champagne life, if you don't want more for yourself, more for your business, then this might not be the right show for you. Because we all about enhancing, you know, helping and basically growing. You know, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to bring on Mr. Action Jackson, Adam Action Jackson. And like I like to describe him as a modern-day mogul for the 21st century. This brother is deep. He's a self-made millionaire, you know, entrepreneur, you know, from the heart, and he got a story to tell. You know, so when we come back, be ready for Mr. Jackson.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their home by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
All right, well, we're definitely back. And before I bring my next guest on, I actually want to give, you know, a few announcements and let y'all know, because this, you know, and once again, as I always do, I always want to thank Mr. Clark Garrison. And this brother, you know, with him doing what he do with the Survival Network, man, Survival 365, the brother's opening doors for people, you know, and that's basically what we want. We look for people basically like that. That's the kind of people I want to surround myself with, you know. I want to surround myself with people that's going to open up doors for others, you know. And, you know, and he created, and not only created, because he's not done, you know, but he's creating a lineup of individuals on the Survival Network to where you're going to get a plethora of different, you know, shows on a weekly basis. You know, Sunday, basically, he does his show, The Conversation, at 4 o'clock. You definitely have to tune in. Conversationwithclark.com. You can log on, or you can actually go call the same number you call to get in tonight. Mondays, Let's Talk Politics at 8 p.m. You know, and like I say, right now, you know, it's getting close. It's getting close to election time. So, you know, we definitely want to know what's going on in the political arena. So definitely tune into this brother on Monday. Tuesdays, you have From the Basement to the Boardroom, you know, and that's with myself at 8:30. And then for everybody listening to, I want to put it out now. Next week, next Tuesday, the show is going to actually air at 7:30. So lock that in, log in right now. We're going to do from 7:30 to 8:30 next week. So right now we'll put that out, but we'll go back to our regular time after that at 8:30. On Wednesdays we have Conversation with Clark and Gale. And like I said, this team here, you know, if y'all heard them, y'all already know, you know, at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. And then we have my brother William on Thursdays with Village Creative Radio at 9 p.m. And if you like jazz, if you like music, you definitely want to tune into this brother at 9 o'clock. You know, so just wanted to give y'all that support, the network. You know, all these people not only are doing positive things, but they're giving great enhancing information. All right. On the line now is my main man, you know, and like I say, I got some cats in Chicago that I know that's doing things, but I don't know nobody that's doing bigger things than this brother right here. And on the line, I got Mr. Adam Action Jackson. What's going on, Mr. Jackson?
What's up, Dr. Jubert?
Yeah, baby, I'm here.
Really? No applause.
Hey, oh, yeah, man, they loving you, man. They loving you.
Oh, man, I feel like the mask when you say they love me. They really love me. Hey. What's going on, Doctor?
I know we got a good bit of listeners already listening to you, man, because they like, I got to tune into this guy because they didn't heard me talk about you over the last year and a half, 2 years, man. So they like, man, I got to see what this cat talking about. You know, what you talking about, your cat in Chicago. And you know, so, you know, I definitely know they tuned in for you.
I tell you this, if you want to soar with the eagles, you definitely have to get rid of the things that keep you down like the chickens. You know, so, and those are people and your product of your environment. And I can definitely say you are definitely not a chicken. You are truly an eagle. You are definitely the man. That's for sure. And I appreciate you. It's just our relationship overall. You've just been a real candid, a candid brother, man. So I definitely like to start by saying that for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, brother. And I'm glad you didn't call me a pigeon. And, you know, I went from a chicken to a pigeon. I'm an eagle, so I'm feeling good right now. Feeling good right now, man. You know, people shoot at pigeons, so, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
I think that's only in New York, though. So.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh, man.
Yeah, you good.
Don't start nothing, man. Don't start nothing on the show, man. Don't start nothing.
Hey, Mr. Dax, like I say, man, I definitely put you out there. You know, people didn't heard about you, but I want you to let people know a little bit about who Mr. Adam Jackson is from your mouth.
Wow, I'm one of the people that you feel. Let me say this, actually. There's a poem in the back of my book. It's real short. And it says, to know me is to love me. You may see me floating like a butterfly, but if you knew me, you would really know that I sting like a bee. Stop trying to figure me out, because your eyes can't see who God really created me to be. I am a true successful leader, and that's all you need to know. But if you're not in my circle, that means that you were moving way just too slow. But if you had a chance to know me, then you should have been blessed, because some or all of my professional solution providing should have removed some of your stress. Though I may not have been able to please everyone, or maybe just a few, but if things didn't work out, then the joke must have been on you. Real short. My success will always be a mystery, as people need to know. But I keep moving and shaking, just operating in my flow. It's a little bit more, but that's just what comes to mind. You know, I just flow, and I don't make no excuses for the things that I do. And the thing I'm scared of is not doing instead of doing. So
wow.
I'm definitely a non-procrastinator.
Wow, that's crazy that you say that, man. It's because I was listening to an interview earlier today, and the interviewer asked the guy, why does he think that individuals, especially in the black community, are scared to step out and start their own business? And, you know, and everybody said faith. I mean, and I say fear. You know, and they just fear to start, fear to fail. And the first thing came to mind is basically what you were saying. I'm afraid not to try.
You have to be afraid not to try.
Yeah, exactly. I'm afraid not to try. I'm afraid of basically, you know, that I may miss being successful if I don't. You know, so, you know, I definitely know where you're coming from, man. You know, and it's crazy because when I talk to you every time, it never fails. I always feel as though I'm among greatness. Because I get a sense of, if I didn't look at you, I would get a sense of Muhammad Ali and Jesse Jackson. You know, every time, man.
You almost made me choke on that one. you know, let me tell you something. One of the quotes in my book on the perspective is, while you practice, I'll make perfect. People always say practice make perfect, but it becomes a crutch, you know, practice make perfect. But it's almost like you're going to pray on something, which I call procrastinators. You know, they pray for a month and they don't do nothing. You need to act like a Nike tennis shoe and just do it. The biggest thing in my life is, you know, if you want to, one of my favorite authors is Scott Anderson. Think like a billionaire, become a billionaire. As a man thinks, so is he. And on in that book, excuse me, my mouth is a little dry, my apologies, but he stipulates about leaders and how leaders think. Leaders think different. We prepare today for today, but true leaders wake up, they have prepared today, yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? We wake up and say, man, what am I going to do this morning? You know, and then time, we waste time. But true leaders know that time is our most valuable asset and know once it's gone, we'll never get back. I am scared, like Christmas Eve. Every venture, every situation, to me, is like Christmas Eve, and I'm a kid. And like I'm anticipating, like I'm excited about the things, that the possibilities. I get excited on the possibilities. There's times that I didn't have a dime in my pocket, and I had to go borrow gas money from somebody, driving a nice car back in the day, and I didn't have gas for it. But I got excited on the possibilities. And my possibilities became a reality because of my faith. My faith before I had religion was faith. But once I understood the balance of religion, became a prophecy. but implementation avoids procrastination. And that, these are all the principles that I live by day by day. When I discipline my kids, you know, I let them say what they're going to say, and I'm like, okay, okay, no problem. Never problem. They'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Always a solution. I know that. But I practice this. So that's the reason why, not to shout out the book, but that's the reason why I have this book, because it is a book that's going to focus, renew your mind by these quotes. I got over 200 original quotes. And by these quotes, and you quoting these quotes, it becomes a part. It needs to become a lifestyle. This is a lifestyle for me. People think I'm, they may say, oh, you look a little arrogant. Well, that's because you're not familiar with a good posture. You're not familiar with confidence. I'm not arrogant. I'm very confident.
Say that again.
I'm not arrogant, but I'm very confident. People, they're not familiar. The only reason why they think it's arrogant, because they're not familiar with confidence. That's why I say to know me is to love me, because if you can't get along with me, there's something wrong with you.
Brother, you just say it a mouthful.
Yeah,
you just say it a mouthful. And like you say, that being unfamiliar with confidence, you know, and,
you know,
you know, not being in that company enough, you're going to come across as different, you know. So I definitely feel you, and I commend you for being who you are, and that's the one thing I know about you. You know, you don't have four different personalities. What you see is what you get, you know. So I commend you for being that way, because once again, when people get on certain levels, they do certain things, you know, they change for their environment, and that's the one thing that I haven't seen you done so far. So, you know, keep up doing what you're doing.
You know, Brian, one of the biggest things is that your circumstance should never determine your attitude. What you go through is not who you are, it's how you come out. Now, a lot of people focus so much on the problem and never the solution, and they become self-consciously procrastinators because they concentrate on their problem. The woe is me, the woe is me. Instantly, I have lost relationships, major and minor, because when somebody called me and they continue to concentrate on that problem, to me, that's cancer, and I have to cut them off. I give them a warning, but I'm a product of my environment. So if I allow those cancerous situations or relationships to continue to come in, then I will become a product of my environment. How I grew up is not who I am today. The things that I went through is not who I, like, I'm not supposed to be talking to you right now. So I am not just, I believe this, I receive it. That's why the name of the book is Speak It, Receive It, Achieve It, because if you can receive the things you speak, you can achieve all things. But I believe this. Like, I may sound a little strong voice right now, but procrastination pisses me off. That's what happens. That pisses me off more than anything. Because that's the main killer. That's the main killer in entrepreneurship is procrastination. Because procrastination is the assassination of the motivation that will stop you from reaching your destination.
Amen. And that's 100%.
It's the truth,
man.
See?
That's 100%. I'm with you, man. Like I say, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and we've talked, and, you know, we see it. So, you know, that's why we do these shows, man. That's why I bring brothers like you on to get the word out, to let people know what you need to do differently to move to another level. That's why I give people this platform so maybe, you know, you can stop procrastinating. You can get your business out there and get motivated to move on. So, you know, that's why we do it. And like I said, we're going to keep working at it. We'll keep working at it. All right,
You got a platform. You have a platform, and you're doing something with the platform. You know, like, a lot of people wouldn't know you, the man that you are, because of your humbleness, and or you have the resources or the contact. Every time I talked to this man, when I first met that man, he was in a different state. I was like, man, you kidding? The time doing it, you the fly job. You know, every time I call you somewhere else, I'm at Black Enterprise. I'm at the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever, you know. I mean, but you got to be a mover and a shaker. You have to be. You know, I cut off There was a time last year where I cut off, I got over 2,000 numbers in my phone. I deleted 5 numbers a day for 6 months out of my phone.
Yeah.
Eliminate. First is evaluate your life. The second is eliminate and incorporate. Because if you keep doing what you always do, you keep getting what you always got.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, I'm telling you. And you're basically saying a lot of the stuff that I know that people are going to be able to read in the book. And we definitely going to get to the book. You know, we definitely going to get to the book. But I want to go back a little bit and talk about something that's true and blue to my heart, man. And that's sweets. You know, if everybody know I'm an addict, man. I'm a sweethead. I'm an addict. I got problems. And this man here is the owner of Jimmy Jam's Sweet Potato Bakery. And let me tell you, if you're a sweet potato head like me, you know, and I ain't just talking about pies. I mean sweet potato, whatever you could think of, they got it. And I did research, and I'm trying to find another restaurant like this in the country that everything's sweet potato. You know, that was crazy. And I'm going to tell you, when you blew me away, and you know, and I like being unique, man. I like, you know, experiences. I like being in certain clubs where not everybody in it, you know. So that's why I get out and I see the world and I do things. But when you put me in the sweet potato ice cream club, I knew it wasn't too many people that had sweet potato ice cream, man. So I'm privileged to say that, you know. I'm in a esteemed club, man. Man, so tell us about Jimmy Jam's Sweet Potato Bakery. Let these people know what they need to hear.
Well, you know, first, just giving, people say giving honor to God and all that. I give it, but I have to give the respect of the legacy that was left in our family, which was for my grandfather, Reverend James Carroll Jackson. And he left that recipe and didn't know he was leaving it. Man, five years ago, bro, and I used to own a shark fish and chicken. I sold it in there. I used to be part owner of a J&J's. I sold it in there, the sweet potato pies only. So I had my aunt start looking, which is my partner, Jimmy Carroll Ferguson, and she went and started looking for locations because I was real busy with business. And found this location. Make a long story short, we stood in the location. It was empty. I said, chair's going to go here, table's going to go here, counter's going to go here, everything. She said, well, what are we going to sell? All we got are pies. So I got quiet for 5 minutes. I guess she said, oh, hell, I'm getting ready to run because this dude about to go crazy or something. He didn't say nothing. She was talking to me, but I wasn't answering, but it was just coming to me. And I just said, start writing. There's sweet potato pie, sweet potato cobbler, sweet potato bread button. Our deli sandwiches is going to be on sweet potato bread. Sweet potato ice cream. Sweet potato ice cream, that's right. We figured out that most African-Americans are lactose intolerant, so we figured out that we can do sweet potato non-dairy soft-serve ice cream. We have this thing, and my other partner, because we have three, her husband, Harold Ferguson, he actually said, well, I said, we're going to have this loaded sweet potato, which is a baked sweet potato with diced chicken or steak, but if you're a vegan, portobello mushroom, sauteed with onions and green peppers, brown sugar and cheese on top of the sweet potato. He said, your nephew is a fool, Jimmy. Something wrong with him. Most successful people are fools and crazy, because I am, that's for sure. And right now, that's the number one seller in the restaurant. Man, let me tell you, my faith and what I believe in, we didn't try it till we opened it. But in my mind, I can see that I knew that it was going to be a hot seller. This Now, 5 years, we're looking for our second location. I found one. We're negotiating a lease and some other things right now. And every Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have old people in there fighting over our pies. Yeah, this year, we were actually, somebody did an article on us on Google, Yahoo, that we were the number one pie in the top 5 pie companies in the Midwest over Baker Square for quality. And we just have one restaurant. But we wholesale over 40 restaurants, and we have over 50 creations made with sweet potato in it. No, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I'm going to tell you,
You've never had a turkey sandwich until you had it on sweet potato bread.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, his brother. I mean, you got turkey, and it's crazy. And then the thing is that, you know, for everybody who'd be like, Brian, you go to the gym every day, and why you look like you look? It's because of brothers like this that when he showed when he showed you love. You know, he don't bring you a couple of slices of sweet potato pie. Your brother gonna bring you a slice of the cake. He gonna bring you a whole pie. He gonna bring you ice cream. He gonna basically just make you try everything. You know,
let me bless y'all with something real quick. Last year at Black Enterprise, I shared this story with you, B. And I saw Earl Graves, you know, the junior, and everybody was stepping to him, talking and talking and talking and talking. Then I saw him blow people off conservatively. Oh, okay, all right, put your card in the pocket. And so I figured out a way. I said, all right, let me speak to this man. So I stepped to him after watching him for about a half a day. I put my hands up in the air, brought attention. I said, you know, Mr. Graves, do you mind if I ask you a question? He said, yes. No, I don't mind. He tilted his head like, I never, you know, okay, yeah. I said, would you mind if I give you my business card? He said, yeah. So I gave him my Sink or Swim TV show card. He said, oh, okay, all right. So he gave me the little respect that I was supposed to get, and then like, it was ended. I was like, I didn't like the response that I got. You know, I'm AJ. This is not what, you know, this is when the confidence came in. And I said, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of a bakery and everything was made from sweet potatoes? Man, his eyes got big. He said, no, where is that at? I said, that's me. I'm the sweet potato guy. You know, we talked for almost 5 minutes. Give me a card. And make a long story short, I'm shoe shining. Get my shoe shine today. They read the paper. I put the paper down. Who's standing right in front of me waiting to get his shoe shine? He said, hey, Mr. Jackson. He said, hey, remember I told you the people work for me love sweet potatoes? When you get done shining, you get your shoe shine, come, let me introduce you to them. My sweet potato bakery has never been nothing but a blessing to my family and I. Through all the trials and tribulations, doesn't make a difference. It's still a blessing. But food is always the way to anybody's heart, I tell you. Doesn't make a difference.
Especially sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
we love us sweet potatoes, oh man. But with that, man, I love the fact that you took an idea that people, you know, and I could hear people saying, that's ludicrous. You know, you making all this stuff from sweet potato, that'll never work. And, you know, but I can hear people say, how much of resistance did you get when you put it out on the table?
Yeah, you said that's ludicrous, and we ain't talking about the rapper. I concur. It was ludicrous. But most successful people, George Washington Carver. That's what I get primarily the most. I get people, I don't know, you familiar with Jesse Jackson, you mentioned him. His son came in, Jesse Jackson Jr. And he said, I wasn't there, I wish I was. But he said to my uncle, my mama make better sweet potato pies than he. And he said, my uncle said, well, why ain't your mama got a sweet potato bakery? So it's just kind of funny. But everybody, one thing I learned, and this question was posed at the cigar shop yesterday. He said, the guy asked me, he said, why did you pick Beverly for your location? I said, because Beverly is diverse. You have every ethnicity right there in the middle, and everybody can see me right down that main street. I wasn't too much worried about the people that talked about it, because bad news or people that, you know, that contemplate real hard still talk about you. Man, did you hear about that sweet potato bakery over there? That must be crazy. What's crazy about it? Everything made from sweet potatoes. Oh, man, really? Shoot, I'm going to go over there and check it out. Really? Now, I got somebody else to change their mind by talking bad about it. You know, so it don't make a difference. You have to focus on the possibilities, and you have to focus on the good energy. So I wasn't too concerned about the people that said anything, because once they wrap their lips around some of the sweet potato pastries and things that we have, it's a wrap. So that's it.
Yeah. And that's what it's about, man. Like I said, you kept it moving, and that's what I tell you. You got to keep a deaf ear to most of society when you start in business, and that's pretty much in business 101. So you learn the lesson early. Like, you got to ignore those naysayers, because that is a unique idea. You know, I welcome unique ideas. So I loved it, the fact that you took. You know, I love that you took that idea and you ran with it. And we're looking for you to come to Atlanta with one soon, man.
You know what? That's where we and family live there, aunts. I lived there a few summers in a row. And, I mean, Atlanta's just growing for small businesses, especially small minority businesses. And I think, like, I know one of my friends have a popcorn shop down there. Man, they run through 2 ticket spools before 1 o'clock every day, you know. So you guys are great down there, and I would definitely like to figure out how we can make that happen. My biggest thing is shipping that puree, because it's a family recipe, you know. And real quick, let me say something. That legacy that my grandfather left us, he didn't say this was a legacy. We had to figure that out. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody got a legacy in their family. Don't be so lazy-minded where you don't figure out what your legacy is that's going to change your family history, or, you know, that whole curse of poverty. You could be sitting on something. He didn't say that. The man passed in 1983. We just started baking them and selling them to 2000. Figure out what your legacy is, because you probably responsible for that, and you don't even know it.
And you said, basically, you know, coming to Atlanta and the people here, and, you know, and knowing people here. And the one thing that I know about you with us basically hanging out is you know everybody, and everybody knows you. How important it is that you have a network of people, you know, and how does that enhance the things that you're trying to do?
All right, well, I would never associate myself, and I've lost some friends because I've never associated myself with coffee, Five Links, ACN. I'm known as the sweet potato guy and nothing else. Fry your chicken. Whatever your chicken is, fry that. And then you have to figure out and continue to network and figure out, don't network like everybody else. Be polished every time. Every time I'm known for my beard. And that was by positive default. I just lied and said, hey, I like that's going. Let's grow it. Now I'm known as the guy with the nice beard or the architecture beard or whatever the case may be. You know, knowing how to present yourself. When I presented myself to Mr. Graves, how most people, hey, here's my business card. I asked this man, would you mind if I give you my business card? He will remember that for a long time if he still do. So how you present yourself is real important. You know, I'm always spraying cologne in my hands or oil, so when I shake people's hands, it's a marketing campaign. They remember me. I had dudes call me and say, hey, man, no homo, dude, but, man, what is that cologne you had on? It's all over me. But they remember me. All I wanted you to do was remember me when you left me. Figure out what what it is about you that people like, perfect it, and then find out what it is that people don't like, work on that, but you're not going to be able to please everybody.
Right. Hey, but I don't know if I can adopt the beard, man. I might could work with the bow tie. You know, I know you're a big bow tie man. Yeah, but I can't work with the beard, though. But I might adopt that bow tie, though. You know, I know you got that thing down. All right, but we're going to do this, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, man, we're going to get into the book a little bit. So, you know, we definitely, you know, looking forward to that. We definitely want to hear what's going on with the book and what you got coming up. So right after the break, we'll be back.
Find out how to prepare for the man or woman of your dreams and more. Download the free ebook, Relationship Roadmap, the guide to getting the relationship you want, at www.relationships360.com today and get the relationship you've always wanted and deserve.
All right, we're back from the basement to the boardroom. Yeah, and we got Mr. Adam Action Jackson on the line. And if you want to call in questions, comments,
Definitely feel free to give him a call. Call your host. You can reach us at 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Press the number one to get live. So, Mr. Jackson, we got this book now. Speak it, receive it, achieve it. We're going to break it down. The speak it part. Break down the speak it part for us.
You know, everything that comes out of your mouth, from your mind to your mouth, you know, and literally, you know, you are what you eat, you are what you speak. You know, so everything that comes out of your mouth is what's inside of you. So that's a whole chapter in itself, in a sense. And my book is nothing but quotes, but I have a workbook coming out in 2 weeks on this. But speak it is all about the mind and what's inside of you and what comes out.
All right. Receive it.
If you can receive everything that you speak, the receiving part is that primarily that faith. You know, if you have to receive those things that you speak, you know, the biggest portion of that is the faith.
All right, and achieve it.
Implementation. Implementation avoids procrastination. So if you can receive everything you speak, receive your faith that you're speaking, then you implement, you can achieve all things. So that's basically the synopsis of the breakdown of the introduction of the title of my book.
All right. So if people read your book, what would you expect them to get out of it?
I'm gonna get that question a lot. My book is, to me, is basically a renewing of the mind before you read those. A lot of people read self-help books. And when they read these self-help books, Brian, what happens is that they don't excel. They don't elevate. Nothing happens. They remain stagnant. It's because their mind was not renewed. So the quotes, to me, I call them shorthand quotes that you could continue to meditate on that's in this book, over 200 original quotes, will prepare your mind for those things, those greater things in life. Because branding, I mean, we deal with branding and subliminal messaging every day. Have a Coke. And all I drink is Sprite. And I go in a gas station when I'm getting gas, and that subliminal message, send me in there, let me grab this Coke, see what it tastes like. I get in the car, my girl said, man, you don't drink Coke? I said, I don't know, but I just had a taste for Coke. I got bought. That's what happened. So what happened, you had to buy your mind back. Have a Coke, brand your mind. That's what it's about. I'm trying to make it short because I know time is out, and you could, you know, come right back to me, B.
All right, and what I'm like, only Mr. Action Jackson. Let me tell you, y'all gonna have to go to YouTube or go to this guy's website. When he did his book launch, the first thing I thought about was when Michael Jackson came out with Thriller. Thriller just blew people away. It took it from video to a video movie. I'd never seen nobody take a video, well, book launch, and do it as a movie. Man, when I seen that line, that MGM come up, I'm like, only Mr. Jackson. Where did you get the concept of to launch your book as a video movie?
I don't like you said, you know, men are greatness and that's confidence, and that's how you figure yourself as well. You're there. And men are greatness don't like to be like everybody else. So when I launched this book, I didn't want to launch my book like anywhere else. Everybody said, oh, where your first party going to be? I said, well, I don't have my book. I have my e-book right now. So we're going to e-book, launch it online. And so the publisher, like, I fight with my book, which is good, 220 Publications, and that's who I signed with. I have a deal with them. But I fight with them all the time. But it's like father-son relationships and things like that. But that's only because my energy is way beyond and my thoughts are way beyond most people's expectations. So I said, I want to premiere this online. I want 9 or 8 o'clock online, live, people to log in to this live premiere. So I had to premiere. So my graphic artists, my writers, I had put all these people together, and they just like, this is, they were excited. They had their husbands mad because they were working late, but they were excited. I just wanted something that was going to be different. You know, when you watch these music videos, they have usually a premiere of the next movie or the next music video coming out in a movie reel. Well, I wanted something like that. I wanted something that people would remember, laugh, and say, check this out, so that I could become viral. So it was a marketing campaign, you know. And it's the truth, because when you make it, or people see you make it, or they think you make it, that's when they start hating even more. So if you look at that video, I get that phone call, and they say, hey, they hating on you. And, you know, I said, they hating on me, so I got to exit the building to bypass the haters. Then I'm 007. You know, but it's the truth. It's a message within that. I know it was cute, and I paid a lot of money to have it put together, but it was a message. You have to run in the opposite direction of the haters towards success.
Yeah, so, but I always say, man, I always use the line that I'm a hate creator.
Oh yeah.
And I'm a purposely a hate creator, because the thing is, if you create hate, you know, the thing is, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Because people going to, when you're doing right, you know, you're going to find haters regardless. My thing is, people going to hate you when you're doing well. They're going to talk about you when you're doing bad. So I might as well do good and have haters.
That's it.
You know, and so if me doing good creates hate, then I'm a hate creator. And I'm fine with that.
Hey, B, check this out. You know what I tell people? I throw this on the wall sometimes. I said, haters, please be very patient with me. God is not done doing everything he's going to do for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I throw that up sometimes. I just said, please be patient, because God will give you those gifts. He will give it to you if you know what to do with it. And the reason why I keep getting is because I keep giving. That's what you were talking about, giving. I've helped Kickstarter support over 100 businesses. I give my time to those who I feel who are sincere about it and don't charge them. Or I give and go to the hospitals, you know, or I give to not-for-profit organizations, A.S. McKinley, my time, efforts. Or I give to family members. My family members I do stuff for, and they call and thank me. I don't even want to take a phone call because I didn't do it for that reason. That's not who I do it, because those are the seeds that you got to plant in your life in order to get those things back. So you gotta balance out the atmosphere. And for the record, I think if I'm not mistaken, the 4-H Club is head, heart, hands, and the health. It may be. I remember that when I was a kid.
That sounds good. So I might go with that.
The head, H-E-A-D, the heart, hands, your hands, and your health. So I'm pretty sure of that, by the way. I'm almost certain, but double check it. I'm sure it's Googleable, but I just right off the bat.
All right, so. And that was one of the things, I know, man, we're getting close, but I definitely wanted to touch on that, because, you know, you do a lot. You help businesses, you help people, you feed the homeless, you help the hospitals, man, you do all that. You give back. And like I said, it was, you know, great to see that when I did the research, that you do all of those things, because we talked about giving back. But with all of the things that you have going on with the giving back and the charitable stuff, how do you make that work? You know, and that's when people try to get to another level, it's hard for them to fit all of those things in a schedule. How do you balance all that and be productive and efficient when you do it?
Discipline. My kids live with me. All right. I have my kids. But my kids are here. All right. I'm home. I have balance and discipline within my schedule. When we were together, I had to rush home because my curfew, what time? I have a curfew within myself to keep myself grounded so I can stay focused and charged for the next day. I stop allowing people and situations to pull more from me than what they really need or deserve. So I have a curfew Monday through Saturday through Sunday. I keep myself focused and with that balance. And within that, I incorporate those things, and I know what I'm going to do tomorrow, today. So I just have balance. Everybody can't get all of me all the time. That's it.
Sure, you're right. All right, I love that statement. I love that. But let me tell you, it ain't gonna take you long to get home. You say you basically rush home and I roll with you and I know what you're driving. It ain't gonna take you long to get home. Man, that's the fastest thing I ever been in, man. So, man, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Other than driving, slow down a little bit, man. You know, because we definitely want to get together very soon. So, you know, slow down a little bit. You know, and like I said, keep doing what you're doing, man, and blessing others and motivating and, you know, and everything that you do, man, just, you know, enhancing. And I'm glad to say that I know you, that I've met you, you know, and that we've done things together and we're going to do more things together. So, you know, keep doing it.
Man, I appreciate you. This is great. I mean, what you're doing is you're a good man. You're good people. You're doing good things. And you put yourself around good people, you're going to continue to get great results.
All right, so let everybody know, man, how can they get in touch with Mr. Action Jackson? How can they find the book? You know, how can they find Sweet Potato Bakery and whatever else they need to know about you?
Well, my website is www.MrAdamJackson.com. Two presidents, Adam Jackson. My Twitter is SpeakitAJ. The Twitter handle is SpeakitAJ. Facebook is AJ Enterprise because I am an enterprise. I have more than one business. And you can Google the Sweet Potato Bakery. That's the only business that I don't have a website for. And I got more Google results than the average person that have a restaurant in my area. But Jimmy Jam's Sweet Potato Bakery, or you can go Sweet Potato Bakery in Chicago, and I'm a silicone. So, and those are, I mean, my book is a great tool. Buy my book. I'm going to do a book tour or something with Bryant. We need to get in my tour bus, and we need to go hit a couple of cities and do a tour. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about, because I knew the tour was coming up, and that was actually one of the things. Because I know your tour is not going to be a regular tour. What's going to be different about your book tour? Because, I'm riding with you, so I won't know.
Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I got different campaign managers. Friday, I'm doing Barbershop Friday, and I'm hitting each side of each town, taking it one piece by piece. So Friday is Barbershop Friday on my tour bus. Saturday is Salon Saturday, and Sunday is the St. Sunday tour where we hit all the churches. So I have people strategically that are getting me in the churches, and the churches know I'm coming. Now I don't have to wait until the end of the church to speak or anything like that. Typically, I know the times and we know the durations. The barbers, the salons, they know before I come. They're expected, hour and a half each barbershop. And then there's some big things that I'll be doing in Atlanta that I want to talk to you about. But the biggest thing is that my tour, and I might be wrapping my Porsche, driving it out of town too.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But once again, give them that main website, man.
At www.MrAdamJackson.com. You can reach me, teach me, chat with me live on my website. I mean, just like Facebook, you'll see chat, little green come up. You can chat live with me, ask me whatever. Twitter handle is SpeakitAJ, SpeakitAJ, and I'm here. But B, most of all, this is great. And anytime you want me to help you to co-host, to fill in, to fill out, fill under, whatever, in the basement. Next time I want to be in the basement, though. I think we're in the boardroom. I want to be in the basement with the little light and the corner, dingy, you know, so
and
we can...
We educate. We only time I want you in the basement when you're down there helping the other folks in the basement that's trying to get to the boardroom. But you're in the boardroom now, baby, so you got the leather executive chair.
I love that, man. I always talk about that. Literally, you don't even know. You probably get chills and don't know why, because that's what I'm speaking from the basement to the boardroom. I always speak that.
Yeah.
I just love it.
But yeah, I'm going to definitely hold you to that, man, because you know I'm going to be on somebody's jet one of these Tuesdays where I can't get the show. But, you know, I'm going to definitely put you on the co-host or the fill-in host list. So I definitely hold you to that. And we got a whole bunch of listeners as witnesses that you said it.
Yeah. But I appreciate you, man. You're a good guy, man. Real, honestly, good guy. And I'm sure you need to tell them where they can find your book at. That's what you need to do.
All right. Well, they know. Go to basically LNBTaxService.com. LNBTaxService.com. Running with Blinders, the top 17 mistakes of small businesses. And actually, if you see in the back of my book, one of the shout outs and thank yous is to Mr. Jackson, you know, so I do appreciate you, man. But, you know, once again, you know, we're glad you came on. We appreciate all the information. You know, we're going to make sure some people, you know, benefit from the stuff that you gave tonight. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm definitely looking forward to talking to you and working with you soon.
I appreciate it, man. As a matter of fact, I'm so excited about the show. I'm just stay on when everybody leaves.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you, man.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Right. Thank you.
All right,
once again, y'all, it's another Tuesday evening, another show from the basement to the boardroom. You know, email me, text me, Facebook, tweet. You know, basically, let me know what you think. You know, my job is to bring you great guests with great information. You know, so once again, thank y'all for coming out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for logging on. You know, as the music about to play, we are one. We are one. We are here to help one another. We are here to support, grow together, and be successful together. You know, so let's have the champagne life. Remember, next week I'll be doing my show from Miami. We're going to change the time at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8:30 next week from Miami. So please tune in. You know, have a great evening. Be safe. Much love. Good night.